Ocasio-Cortez to Newsrooms, Stop Framing Racism and White Supremacy as a Debate. By Hannah Blow on August 6, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, is urging newsrooms to refrain from framing the purported prevalence of white supremacy and racism as a debate or conflict, giving tips to journalists covering the loaded topics in a series of tweets Monday. Her suggestions involve speaking to experts, preventing neo-Nazis from appearing on TV, and ceasing from framing the entire topic as a debate. If I were a journalist slash worked in news, this is what I'd do, Aaron. She began before urging media outlets to focus on experts, although it remains unclear who she considers an expert on the subjects. While she called for TV stations to stop giving airtime to neo-Nazis, a label which the left has indiscriminately attached to Trump supporters in the past, she also urged journalists to cease from framing the discussions on white supremacy and racism as a debate. Viewers do not need to hear both sides on those issues, she says. The reason there's a tendency to both sides every issue on TV is because the medium is incentivized for conflict. So PPL will put the least qualified people on TV to create it. See, climate deniers. Don't ask is, blank, racist? Have experts explain what to do about racism. She also urged newsrooms to put a greater focus on reaching racial quotas among staffers as opposed to choosing the most qualified individuals, regardless of gender or race. Ocasio-Cortez spoke at a vigil in Brooklyn for victims of the El Paso and Dayton shootings Monday, calling Trump a racist and declaring white supremacy an international terrorism problem. Two assertions that, according to her tweets, media outlets should not dispute. She added Trump's rhetoric is directly responsible for what happened in El Paso and once again declared Trump a racist, despite virtually no evidence of such. I'm tired of the questioning if the president is racist. He is, Ocasio-Cortez declared. The New York lawmaker's remarks came days after a 21-year-old gunman opened fire in an El Paso Walmart. The death toll reached 22 Monday, and dozens more remain injured. The shooter allegedly posted a manifesto online prior to the shooting, writing that the attack was a response to the Hispanic invasion of Texas, and noting that his twisted ideas predate Trump. He has been charged with capital murder, meaning he could face the death penalty. Former friend Will L. Faulkner, who said he's personally pro-Second Amendment, described Betts as definitely not a right-leaning person. His political views definitely lean to the left. And believe it or not, he was actually pro-gun control. He was actually anti-Second Amendment. He never once spit out a conservative opinion on gun control, L. Faulkner said. A Twitter account attributed to the shooter revealed his left-wing views further, showing pro-Antifa, pro-Warren, and anti-ICE tweets and retweets.